Radiant Capital to wind down. After failing to recover from 50 Malwares exploit, Radiant Capital, the cross-chain lending protocol, is winding down its operations more than a year after a $50 million exploit drained its lending pools. The decision was reported on June 2026 by crypto researcher Wu Blockchain, which described a full shutdown rather than another attempt at a relaunch. The wind down closes the book on one of the more closely watched DeFi recovery efforts. After the October 2024 breach, the team kept the project alive, published postmortems, and floated a compensation framework for affected lenders. None of it added up to a sustainable protocol, and the team is now choosing an orderly exit over a slow bleed. A breach that started with compromised signers. The original attack did not exploit a flaw in Radiant's lending math. It exploited the people holding the keys. Attackers gained control of a set of signer devices tied to the protocol's multi-sig, then pushed a malicious contract upgrade that handed them the lending pools across the chains Radiant operated on. The total loss landed near $50 million. That detail matters because it shifts the failure from buggy code to compromised administration. A money market can pass every audit on the contract logic and still be undone if the keys that control upgrades fall into the wrong hands. The attacker did not need to outsmart the protocol. They needed to outsmart the humans running it. Security researchers later tied the operation to a state-linked group with a record of targeting crypto infrastructure through social engineering and device compromise. Whatever the precise attribution, the mechanism was the same one behind a long string of nine-figure losses. The privileged keys, not the public smart contract, were the soft target. Recovery proved harder than survival. Plenty of protocols have absorbed an exploit and kept going. Radiant tried to be one of them. The team paused affected markets, mapped out the stolen funds, and proposed a path back for depositors. The problem was arithmetic. A lending protocol runs on trust and liquidity, and a $50 million hole in a market that size erodes both at once. Lenders who could withdraw did. Total value locked. The deposits a lending market needs to function, contracted as users moved capital somewhere they judge safer. Once liquidity leaves a money market, the fee revenue that would fund any recovery leaves with it. The team spent over a year trying to rebuild on a foundation that kept shrinking underneath them. Choosing to wind down is the recognition that the math no longer works. The counterparty you cannot see for everyday users, the lesson is not avoid DeFi. It is to be honest about where the risk actually sits. When you deposit into a lending protocol, the smart contract is your counterparty. If that contract is drained or the admin keys behind it are seized, there is usually no deposit insurance, no chargeback, and no regulator forcing repayment. The recovery, if any, depends on whatever the team can scrape together. That is the same question that sits underneath every crypto card and wallet decision. Who actually controls the balance you spend from? Custodial products put a company in that seat, which carries insolvency risk. Self-custody setups put you in it, which trades counterparty risk for the burden of securing your own keys. Radiant's failure is a third category, a protocol where the keys sat with a small group of signers whose compromise took everyone down. None of these models is risk-free. They just relocate the risk, and the Radiant wind down is a costly reminder to know exactly where it landed before you commit funds. Anyone weighing where to park or spend crypto should read the shutdown as a data point, not a verdict on the entire sector. DeFi lending still works for plenty of users. The protocols that last are the ones that treat key management as the main attack surface, because that is where the money keeps disappearing.